Hi, this is Kathy Jones, and today I have with me a couple of guests, and they're going to introduce themselves. These are courses that we're offering at USA Baldwin County.
I'm Jason Brooks. I am the Program Director for the EMS Education.
Okay.
And I'm Charlie Irwin. I'm the Chair of the EMS Department.
Okay, wonderful. I appreciate you guys being here with me today. I think the first thing that we want to talk about is a name of a new program that you are going to be implementing this fall. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Charlie?
Actually, it's not a new program. It's an extension of our current paramedic program. It's just being offered in a different format.
Okay.
It's going to be paramedic 1, 2, and 3, all three semesters, but it's going to be offered on a shift base.
Okay.
Teaching system so that we can facilitate all of those EMTs and advanced EMTs who are working in the field who can't come to the traditional classes. This will give them an opportunity to come to class on a particular shift so that they can plan their ambulance work schedules or any other work schedule around class time. So having said that, we're going to use something called a flipped classroom.
Okay.
And that simply is we're going to use JB Learning. That's got interactive lectures, online testing, everything a student's going to need to prepare for class. So a lot of the classwork is going to be done at home. So when they come to class, the instructor's going to fill in the gaps, answer questions, explain things that the student may not be completely comfortable with. Instead of the traditional format where the instructor is going to stand up and lecture on two or three complete chapters. So that's going to open up a lot of opportunities for the student when they come to class for critical thinking exercises, applying what they've learned while they were at home, and also will open up time for more lab exercises.
Well, that sounds awesome. That sounds like a great way to have those classes offered. Okay, Jason, tell me what courses are going to be included in this.
The courses are going to be the same format as our traditional program with the paramedic 1, 2, and 3 semesters. It'll still follow the 3-semester cohort. First semester, they'll be taking EMS 212, 214, 216, and 217, just like they would if they were come to the traditional day classes.
Okay.
Second semester will be EMS 240, 242, 244, 245, and 247. That's kind of a grinder semester there.
Oh, wow.
But again, the same format. And then the third semester, which will begin in the summer, will just be two classes, EMS 295, which is the field rotations, and then EMS 297, which is the comprehensive review and final exams. We'll also be doing EMS 298, which is a special topic, which focuses on things that we find that students may need some help in when coming up with a national certification board test with the National Registry, like pathophysiology or pharmacology or things. Well, our instructor, he will kind of spend some extra time on that. And at each semester, they'll still be required to do clinical hours. Like in the first semester, they have to do a total of 112 ER hours of clinical, 40 hours of operating room time, or 5 endotracheal intubations where they put the breathing tube in the windpipe. Once they get 5 of those, then they're good. The second semester, they have 96 hours. 48 of those are at the CEC, Children and Women's. Another 48 of those are a labor and delivery, or 5 live births, whichever ones they get. And then the third semester, it's 256 hours of field rotations with EMS unit.
Okay, so Charlie, talking about this new program, the existing program that you're going to be starting this fall, can you tell me a little bit about what you think is exciting about this particular program and why a student would want to take it, even though it is a flexible program? What are some other important characteristics of it?
Well, I hope a student will be excited about this program because we're completely excited about it. A student would commonly ask, well, how is this different than what one of the community colleges offer? Because they have a shift-based paramedic program as well.
Sure.
Well, what a lot of students, just looking on the surface, won't understand is if you get into a cohort system without a security net up under you, if you don't succeed in any of those courses, you have to wait a year to take those courses again. You got to start from there and just go with a different
cohort.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
With our program, we have a safety net. If a student does not succeed, the traditional program is continually running.
Mm-hmm.
So they could just drop straight into that traditional track, which is really good. Another safeguard that we have that's really exciting is our instructional support program.
Right.
Where the department actually pays for tutors to come in per the student request. They'll contact the department and say, look, I'm not getting EKG. I need a tutor. And I would pay for a paramedic to come in, paramedic instructor to come in and spend 4 hours free of charge to the student, and they will tutor them on whatever topic that they're having problems with. So those are just a few things that are really exciting about the program. Plus, just catering to those students that have problems coming to the university, who want to come to the university, because, you know, it's a big deal to come to a university to get your education.
Right.
You know, not only can you get your paramedic certificate, but also we have the EMS degree path.
Right.
So if the student is very motivated, they can go through the cohort on their shift and then can roll right into the bachelor's degree. Most of those courses will be found online. So we try to cater to a complete student.
Right.
We want to offer everything we can to help each individual student.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, those sound like really wonderful things to help a student to succeed, and that's so important nowadays, especially with the cost of, you know, college and the classes and everything at the university. Okay, Jason, why don't you tell me how would they get signed up, or how do they contact your department?
All right. Well, there's several ways they can get signed up. We're going to be holding informational symposiums on April the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th at the Department of EMS Education in Room 260.
Okay.
It'll be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we're going to go into the program course by course, leaving no stone unturned. Ron Morgan, who's our bachelor's degree program director, he's going to get up there and talk to them about registration.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get up there and talk about the expectations of the course and the instructional support program, but they contact me. They can either call the university direct at 251-461-1832 and ask for me, or they can email me at jbrooks@southalabama.edu, jbrooks@southalabama.edu, and just, if they're interested, what dates that they want to come, and we'll put them on a list.
Okay, and tell us one more time, what were those dates again for those?
Yes.
Works?
April 10th, 17th, and the 24th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay, great, great. And then they can just call you, and you ask for Jason Brooks if you call and want more information about the program. And then again, he gave you the email address there. Okay, well, I really appreciate you guys coming today. I hope that students will take advantage of this program. It sounds wonderful. And as always, I'm glad to have you. Thanks.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.